USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After military leaders were grilled on Capitol Hill Tuesday regarding the disastrous Afghan withdrawal, it has been brought to light President Biden rejected the advice of his top military aides and how to reduce troop numbers while keeping the Taliban in check. This claim disputes Biden's claim he knew nothing about keeping troops in country and preventing a power vacuum. Arizona lawmakers were told during a September 24th hearing of inconsistencies uncovered during a forensic audit of the 2020 election conducted in Maricopa County. Arizona Senate President Karen Fan, a Republican, issued a letter on the same day to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, recommending further investigation following the audit's findings. 9,041 more ballots were returned by voters than were actually sent out. Search for Brian Laundrie continues as the Petito family voices support Tuesday for the FBI. It was the Petito's first press conference. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
The unvaccinated are not listening to God. Those words from the Democrat New York governor. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
One day before the enacting of New York State's mandate that all healthcare workers be vaccinated, Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul told the congregation of a Brooklyn megachurch that the unvaccinated aren't listening to God.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
On Monday, faced with serious staff shortages, Hochul said in a statement that a state emergency declaration and calling in healthcare workers from the National Guard are options. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thank you, Brad. And thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Mask mandates in schools. Students from a Washington State high school were removed from their classes for not wearing a mask. These kids are speaking out on Fox News as the kids are being used as pawns in the adults' world. Student Ty Rainwater.
Being used as a pawn, I just feel like being used by the schools, by even the government, to try and make everybody think that they have to wear masks.
Dawson Harding says he was confronted by an adult he's never seen before.
I was walking to class at the very beginning of the day. Me and a couple buddies were walking to our first period, and I got stopped in the hallway by a teacher that I haven't seen at the school before, and she was telling me to put on a mask, and I just kept walking. She got up closer to me and asked if I thought I was being funny and told me that I needed to wear a mask to go to class, and so I turned around. I told her, I was like, this isn't funny at all to me, but I'm not going to wear a mask and I'm going to continue on to class. So if you want me to leave, you're going to have to send the school cop down to get me. The scariest part to me about all this going on isn't even the segregation between the students. It's about the control and the power trips that people in positions of authority are having right now.
Student Clive Pond.
They get their orders from our governor, and our governor is not a medical official. These teachers are not medical officials, and yet they're still giving out medical advice to us as kids when their job is to teach us and their job is to help us learn and achieve academic success.
Virtually all kids ages 0 to 17 have survived COVID since January of 2020. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.